Hello, folks, and welcome to the Babok Talk. This is Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst. Now let's dive in. Good afternoon, evening, and morning, wherever you are in the world today. This is Adam Hessler, and today we are going to talk about the core concept model. So taking a little bit of a diversion from where we were at, talking about the planning and monitoring. And taking a look at this core concept model, as it is the basis of all the knowledge areas. So it's worth taking a sidestep before we get back on track. So let's dive in. So what exactly is this core concept model? And why is it considered the core concept model? So my take on the core concept model is one which basically the way that the way that I look at it, and you may want to look at it this way too, is that the core concept model is really a perspective or a framework, really, in which to think about all BA work that we do. So if you look at every task in the Babok, every knowledge area, through the lens of the core concept model, it really streamlines, I guess, is the best way to put it, everything that we do as BAs. So, as I was saying, the core concept model is like a lens or a pair of glasses or way of looking at all the work that we do as BAs, regardless of what task or knowledge area you might be talking about, to basically streamline our thinking about each of these tasks, in that there are six concepts that build up the model, and these six concepts are need, solution, change, value, stakeholder, and context. And so basically, the reason I say that this is a great lens or place, a pair of glasses even, to look at each and every task that we do, because it's almost like a checklist. If you haven't checked off each box on everything that you're doing, then you may not actually be seeing the whole picture of a specific task that you're doing. So for example, if you just take a simple situation, even like, let's just say that you're sending out an email to get approval on a requirements document. So the first thing that you're doing is you're realizing that there's a need, and the need is to get approval on the requirements. The solution that you're looking to create is actually approval. And so the change that you have to go through from needing approval to actually getting it, in this case, is actually to go through all the motions and recognizing that the change is a need to maybe do some elicitation, to actually go out and interact with people, to actually get them to sign the document. There's a consideration of who are all the stakeholders who you might need to talk to actually get approval. And so this might not just be the actual people that have to sign the document, but there might be other people, like maybe they've got secretaries, just as an example, that act as, sort of gatekeepers to actually be able to get their time. There's also the element of the context. So in this particular situation, the context is that you're trying to get approval based on using an email, and you've got a certain number of stakeholders, and you have a specific list of stakeholders who you have to get a signature from. And the last core concept in the core concept model, actually, forgive me, it's actually called the BA core concept model, or business analysis core concept model, is the value. So there's obviously two different perspectives on value at all times. There's the perspective in this situation of the BA. So the value to the BA of getting the signatures is that they've now got sign off and they can now go to the actual development team and say, okay, so here's what we're going to do. The value to the stakeholders is that they know once there's sign off from everybody that everybody has now agreed on what we're going to move forward with in the pit in this particular project that they're signing off for. I would say that as far as places that maybe people struggle with, as far as the business analysis core concept model, is just in using it. So I know that the Babok really only introduces it at the very beginning, and then at the beginning of each knowledge area. But I think that, at least from my perspective, it's actually good to look at each and every task through the lens of the core concept model. So even though it's only represented at the beginning of each knowledge area or collection of tasks, each task can be looked at through that lens of the core concept model and would actually really help to make sure that you fully understand why certain inputs are what they are, why the outputs are what they are, who the stakeholders are, or what the guidelines and tools are, the techniques, and the different elements of each task. And so I guess the biggest issue that I see students studying for a certification struggle with, as far as the core concept model, is thinking that it's just another thing that they have to learn, as opposed to being a part of this really cool, I want to call it an ecosystem of different aspects of the Babok that all work together in sync, such that you really get a better picture of what is it that you're actually trying to do with each and every task by looking at it through the lens of the core concept model. So what I would suggest is, instead of seeing the core concept model as just more information that you need to memorize, see it as a way of actually guiding how to reconcile or understand what is going on in each and every task. So this has been an episode of the Babok Talk, where we were talking about the core concept model. We dove into what is the core concept model, how it's represented in the Babok, and the major issue that most students of the Babok struggle with as far as not only studying the Babok, but understanding how the core concept model fits into the bigger picture. So my suggestion as a next step as far as studying the Babok is to see the core concept model as another piece of the bigger picture and a way, bigger picture in terms of the whole Babok, to see every single task, but also a way of being able to better understand how are we actually doing business analysis, and have we sort of checked off each concept from the core concept model in everything that we're doing. So before or when we're doing something at work as a BA, have we taken the, 30 seconds to just step back and say, what is the need in my situation? What is the solution that I'm either proposing or somebody else is proposing? What is the change that we're proposing to create a change from the need to the solution? Who are the people involved? So who are the stakeholders? What is the context of the situation? And we accounted for all the different aspects of the concept, of the context. So that could be time, that could be, again, stakeholders. It could be other things like maybe environmental factors like regulations and policies. It could also be things like what is this need to do with? Like, is it to do with, for let's say, the mobile application versus a web application? And lastly, what is the value that we as the BA are trying to deliver by initiating or facilitating this change from the need to the solution for the stakeholders? So that's all I've got for today on this episode of the Babok Talk. Thanks very much. Hello, folks, and thank you very much for joining me. This has been Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst, where we believe in taking you from biz analyst potential to biz analyst career. Thank you very much for joining me for the Babok Talk, where we talk about the ins and outs of understanding the Babok and understanding how to truly enjoy our experience reading it and understanding how to implement what we learn from the Babok. Have an amazing day. Keep pursuing your potential, biz analyst potential to biz analyst career. Thank you very much. This has been Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst.